You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and happy new year from Marriage Therapy Radio. This is Zach. I'm here with Laura. On this week's episode, we are talking about the new year and the different ways that you can get off to a good start, some ways that you can set your intentions, feel more connected as you move throughout the year. And we hope that you have a good one. Stick around.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. It is New Year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You didn't seem as excited about it being the New Year.
You know, I think it's so weird. It's like yesterday I had clients and they came in and I was like, Happy New Year. And they were like, Happy New Year. And I was like, isn't that weird that we just sort of say things, but we never say like...
Yeah, it's not meaningful.
Happy Third Thursday.
I don't know. I really like New Year. Although I didn't come into this New Year as joyous as I did last year, I think I was just kind of a little worn down because we did a lot of traveling. We drove 14 straight hours with my three-year-old. For all of the parents out there, do you know what a saint I am for being able to do that? Incredible. I'm a saint. 14 hours. And we stopped twice for one hour.
That sounds really smart. Hey, I do want to say something kind of serious before we start. You know what I have noticed about the holidays, and maybe you have too, is that this is the time of year when... I get a bunch of new client inquiries and they always, most of them have to do with infidelity. It's almost like the holidays are the time that it comes out. And
what do you mean? There's like a recent disclosure?
Yeah. Like somehow the stress of the time or the family togetherness or whatever. I don't know, man, but it's, I think
you have a lot of clients.
I had three inquiries after in the 48 hours after Christmas about new clients who wanted to. And so what I wanted to remind our listeners is that this is not terribly uncommon, and it's something that we have spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to address. And that's what our next webinar is, right? It's on...
It's coming up on January 10th. And so we're going to be addressing the five truths of infidelity as brought to you by Zach Brittle, the amazing Zach Brittle. Well, I'm really excited to dive back into it because I think what you have to say about infidelity is brilliant. And I think that it's also really helpful for somebody who has recently been affected or maybe is still grappling with infidelity, something that happened a long time ago.
And that's the thing, right? I think whether it happened to you over the holidays or last year or 20 years ago, there are some fundamental realities that you have to kind of come to terms with that will set you up for the rest of it or set you up for what comes after. So I think now's a great time to, if you want to just listen to it one time, here's a secret, like just become a patron for a month.
Yeah,
you can cancel afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we only distribute that to our patron group. And then, but hopefully we'll be doing some more of that later on because I do think it's an underserved kind of market. A lot of people don't have the courage to call a therapist right away. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah. So to be a patron, you just go to marriagetherapyradio.com. That's our website. We have a link up at the top that says patron. And basically what that is it's a way to support the podcast financially and to become someone who can join our monthly clinics, which are these live webinars where you get to see Zach's beautiful face and mine as well. we will be interacting with you directly, but we'll be teaching specifically on this next one on January 10th about the five truths of infidelity and answering your questions as they come. So it's a pretty cool opportunity to join us.
And you know what else we have in the new year for our patrons is
what?
Our ebooks.
Yes, we do. Yeah, our ebooks will be coming out, and we hope to have a 6-pack in probably like the next 3 months or so. I'm hoping to have those done.
What Laura is saying is she's hoping Zach will finish writing them so that she can get them ready within the next 3 months.
Yeah, that's true. One of us is a brilliant writer, and the other one likes to crack the whip on the brilliant writer.
Hey, what are you doing for New Year's? What are you up to?
My New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think her name's Gretchen Rubin. I don't remember. I read a book. I think it was called The Happiness Project. And if memory serves me, what she did was for 30 days, she would try something brand new. And so what I'm doing is, rather than having one or two or three things that I'm going to focus on in the year, every 30 days, or not 30 days, but every month, I have a new focus. So I wrote down 12 habits that I want to develop, or resolutions that I want. And then every single month that I get a new one. So I hopefully will have already developed that habit. So just to give you an idea of different things that I'm looking at, one is that I'm starting off in January, I'm decluttering my home. And so I have a monthly calendar, and every day I have a new thing that I'm going through. So one of them, I think today was, I had to go through like the hutch, the kitchen hutch, okay, or like the dining room hutch, and clear off the dining room table. So I'm going through and I'm ironing all of my holiday napkins, and I'm organizing that like hutch area. Just, and every day it's just something different. And then in February, I'll switch over to something different.
That's cool.
And then, yeah, I'm pretty excited. So if you're interested in seeing my list of stuff, my husband and I are both doing it together. So it's kind of, well, I'll tell you.
Is he decluttering?
No. One of us is decluttering, but...
In January, I'm going to perfect my snowboard turn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's actually snowboarding at this very moment, but it's for work. It's a business snowboard trip. Apparently, that's what he says. That's what he tells me, and I believe it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
One of my main commitments in 2018 is not to become a jazz magician in Guatemala.
Oh, well,
pretty sure I
feel like you. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to be successful. Okay.
I don't know. I'm, cool. You know, I'm quirky. I come up with all these different like resolutions.
Are you still flossing?
I started today again because I never. Yeah. So I'm trying to. No, not today. No, that would be yesterday. No, New Year's Day. So
New Year's
set a new flossing streak. That's my goal for the year. Every year. I think my record's like 187 or something like that.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a real strong sense of resolution this year. Rebecca and I generally do this thing. I think that you do too, like dry January. We call it dryuary, where we just kind of don't drink in January at all to kind of detox from the season and reset. And, I don't know. I just kind of have this sense of, I want to be more aware and more present and more productive this year. I have all these good ideas, and Laura's like, yes, productive Zach is my favorite Zach.
I do like a good, productive Zach.
So I don't know. That's probably where I'm at. That's where my head's at right now. I find that if I don't have something, my resolutions need to be super measurable. Like, do you remember, were we friends in 2011? We weren't. 2011, I sent 211 postcards to 211 different people on 211 different days.
Why did you choose 211?
Well, because it was 2011, and I wasn't going to send 2011. Oh. Okay, but you know what else I did that year?
Now I get it. What?
I did 2011 flip turns. So I was swimming a lot, and I counted my flip turns throughout the year.
You know how I know you're OCD? Because you're really big on numbers and counting.
I am. Yeah.
And I just want to point out the fact that the last time, I think the last podcast we had, you had said, I kept track of every dollar that I spent at my favorite pub, and you knew exactly how much it was, which I think is amazing. How do you keep track of all these numbers? I'm just curious.
Well, the money numbers are easy because I have I just use, Quicken, and I enter everything in Quicken, and then I can dial up how much did I spend on this at last year? How much did I pay to that person last year? And so I just pulled up a report. How much did I spend, or how much did I pay to Naked City all time?
Yeah.
And, it was a lot.
Do you know, I was just thinking about these goals, and I didn't set any financial goals, because when I was thinking about these 12 months, because that's what we're talking about, in case you're like, what are they going to talk about in this episode? We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So if it feels like we're just rambling about ourselves, we partly
are. Well,
and
I would say we're going to talk about New Year's intentions, right? Because again, intentions. I think resolutions are difficult, but intentions are, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about an intention to change the way you behave, not to... A resolution to, you know, accomplish something.
Yeah. I don't have any financial goals, but I would say I always want to be better at taxes. Like, come tax season, don't we all sort of resolve that we were definitely going to keep track of all of our receipts, and I'm so awful at that. I'm awful. We're always telling our tax, what are they called? Tax.
Accountant.
It's not an attorney, accountant. Thank you.
Yeah.
Our accountant, that we're just going to be behind. We're always behind in filing the late notices. But I should probably resolve to be better at taxes.
I tell you what, man, over the last maybe 6 years, I've gotten really, really good at my taxes.
So there's hope, because okay.
But,
all right.
But you know what? It helps to have a little bit of OCD.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
I am a straight... I call myself like a B student. I'm an 80%er. I show up in life 80%. So that's about all they're going
to
get.
Yeah. My goal is to save enough, kind of just strategically engage my taxes throughout the year, so that when I file, I don't owe a lot and I don't get a lot back. I'm just like there on the thing. So
you want to be on the line.
Pretty much mastered
that's
it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something funny? So I was at the gym this morning, and I ran into a gal that I work out with, and we don't see each other very often. We do different classes. And she said, "Hey, I was just listening to your sex podcast."
Oh, nice.
I was like, "That's so great." And she had a few words to say. We both had a good laugh at a few things you said during the podcast. But she said, "Yeah, the only time I have an opportunity to listen to the podcast is really when I take a bath." And so she was like, "Just try thinking about that image of me laying in the bathtub, listening to you and your teaching partner, Zach, talk about sex." And she said there was a moment where she almost threw up in her mouth, something that you had said, which I thought was great. I won't say it again, because I don't want to cause anybody else other problems.
But I bet I know what it was too.
I do too. Do you go back and listen to the podcasts?
Not really.
I listen to them. Okay, here's another thing. Here's another resolution that I have. I know that everybody listens to podcasts that listens to us, but when is it that you are listening to podcasts, and why? Are you a podcast listener yourself, Zach?
Sometimes. It just depends on if I get hooked on a topic. What I want is something that is going to sort of drag me along from week over week. Like, I don't think we do that very well. I think we don't tell like this episodic story that we are trying to connect one to the other. But I do like those podcasts that kind of tell you a story week over week, and you kind of want to get to the next one as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't do that, but I listen to podcasts, and I consider it my me time. And I think especially sometimes for moms, I would consider myself a stay-at-home mom. There's a lot of output for other people. And when I get to listen to a podcast, it's me time. So I listen to my podcast when I'm driving home from the gym, and when I get out of the shower and I'm brushing my hair and I'm putting makeup on, doing whatever. And I have a few podcasts that I really enjoy listening to that fill me up. This whole idea of sort of like filling my cup up and making me energized and feeling like I'm pouring into myself so that I can pour into others. But I was just really curious when this gal was telling me, you know, she was listening to the podcast in the bathtub. When other people listen to podcasts, is it during your commute? Is it an intentional set time where, you know, maybe you put your headphones in, you go for a walk? But, you know, if you want to share with us or take a picture, that would be really interesting, actually.
Does Ryan listen to stuff that you listen to? Like, is it a point of conversation for you, or does it just...
You know, what was really interesting? He doesn't listen to podcasts, mostly because, well, he could. He has commutes on the way to work. But when we had done our 14-hour drive, he started suggesting these podcasts for us to listen to. And I was a little surprised, because some of them were podcasts that we would both listen to. And then some of them were, he gave me this podcast of this guy. He's a boxer. I think his name is Joe something. He's an old boxer, and he's also an actor. And this guy drops F-bombs like every 30 seconds. And it was really hard to listen to this guy. And I asked Ryan, what do you get out of it? And he said, well, I just think that he's very interesting. But we both agreed that the F-bombs were hard to listen to, which is why you're the clean talker and I have the potty mouth.
Right.
Got to balance it out a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you ask about whether or not we both...
I don't know. I kind of think that podcasts are... not podcasts, but any source of shared content is really helpful mm-hmm. for couples, right? It gives them, what would John call it? Like love maps, right? Gottman methodology is called love. It gives you an opportunity to kind of get know your partner better, what they're interested right. in, what they're reading, what they care about. The way that I
think of it is intellectual intimacy, the sharing of ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, the way I tend to do that with Rebecca is like I'll find something, maybe I'll listen to 30 minutes of it or I'll watch something, but I'll find the 3 or 4 minutes that I want her to see and share, you know, mm-hmm. whether that's a spectacular play in a football game or a soccer game or some interesting video I found or some portion of a podcast that I listen to. I'm just wondering like kind of what the strategy is, because what it does anyway is it gives us a space to go, oh, this is interesting for us to talk about. And I've been trying to figure out how to get couples in my practice to find points of connection like this, because they always go, we don't have time or we don't know how. And I think that's mm-hmm. laziness.
Or we don't have anything in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as a resolution, just thinking about ways or intentions that couples can connect. And one of it, I hear couples say this a lot, is that they say, we just don't have a lot in common. When you think about the degree of togetherness and the degree of individuality, some people have these very individual lives, very individual interests, and they keep looking to find how they can blend their lives given what they're currently doing. So, hey, why don't you come join me on the golf course? Well, I don't really like golf. I'm awful at golf. But rather than joining your partner in their interests, why not have a completely separate interest that the two of you can dive in together? And one example is, I would say there's probably a small number of people in this world where both people are really great salsa dancers or good salsa dancers. But if both of you say, you know what we're going to do? We're both going to try a salsa at the same time, or we're both going to learn how to play the piano at the same time, or we're both going to take an economics course at the local community college. And that way they're sharing this new experience, but they're also doing it together. And it's a sharing of ideas, I guess, rather than both just joining in on somebody else's interest.
Yeah, when I hear that same kind of thing happen where, oh, I don't like golf, I go, that's fine. You don't have to like golf, but you do like your partner. I mean, part of helping kind of shift the focus is not from the thing you're doing, but the person you're doing it with. I'd say that to in both directions. You know, I'm not trying to get anyone to fall in love with golf, but I do think there's something to be said for, but I'm interested in you and I'm interested in learning about mm-hmm. why golf is important to you. And, you know, if I only mm-hmm. to do it once, or even if we trade, you know, we're going to do golf this week, but next week I'm going to teach you about, you know, whatever I'm interested in, tennis or gardening or something.
That's interesting. It's not really, you're not doing it because you enjoy it. You're doing it because you enjoy your partner.
Yeah.
And that's a moment to share together. Yeah.
Here's the other thing I think about resolutions, because I, again, as a reverse engineer, I use the top of the year a lot of time with clients to say, hey, what, when you fast forward to the end of this year, like to the end, like kind of the end of 2019, and you look back and you say, that was a great year. That was, yay us.
Yes. Yes.
What has happened? Like what did the two of you accomplish together? Mm-hmm. How are you different? What is the thing? Because I think you don't, if you don't have some kind of, I wouldn't even say intention or resolution, if you don't have some kind of like target,
yeah,
then you're not going to hit it, you know?
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I also have another thing is that, you know how I said, I kind of came into the new year not really as jazzed as I normally am, and probably didn't hit or do anything related to my resolution the first 2 days. And one of my girlfriends posted online and she said, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter that it's January 1st, but just pick a day and do it.
Yeah.
Like if today, as you're listening to this podcast today, you're kind of like, oh, you know, I've been putting off resolutions and I've told everybody I don't do resolutions. I'm Zach Brittle. But maybe you just think, well, what do I want at the end of the year? If I'm looking in reverse at the months, what will I have accomplished? And what will those things be? How can I put some intention towards those things? Then make today the day to at least come up with something, or talk to your partner. I think oftentimes people make these individual resolutions, but maybe today's the day where you talk to your partner and you're like, well, gosh, what kind of a couple are we going to be? Actually, I had a very interesting conversation with one of my couples, and they brought up something that I had said early on in our therapy together, which is, I said, well, who are you guys? Like, what's your story? If somebody was hooking me up on a double date with you guys and I didn't know who you were, it was a blind double date. And my husband and I said, great. Well, what's their story? What are they all about? I said, well, what's your story? Like, what are you all about? How would this person describe you? And they kind of looked at each other and they just thought, well, we don't really, I don't know. We're boring. We're lame. I don't know. We watch movies. And I said, well, you got to figure that part out. Like, what is your story? What's your thing? And we've talked about this before, how you and Rebecca had, like, skydiving was your thing for a while.
For a minute, yeah.
And for Ryan and I think we try to be, you know, outdoorsy and generous human beings. But it's been a neat conversation to have with them. And maybe you and your partner should have that conversation of, like, what are we going to be all about?
Yeah.
And what's going to bring us closer to that?
Yeah.
Because you have to make steps every single day toward achieving what you're setting out for.
Yeah.
Just some ramblings. Can I update our listeners that right now I have a puppy on my lap?
Sure.
It's not the smallest puppy either. He's not going to fit on this lap very much. The dog that we had put a deposit on, we'll just say for the sake of no tears that it didn't work out. But now I have a four-month-old Weimaraner. I don't know how to say it. Worcestershire. I don't know how to say it, but it's a beautiful silvery dog with light blue eyes. And I have been picking up poop all over my house for the last week and telling him to get off of my kid. It's been so much fun.
You know, earlier you were talking about how it doesn't have to be New Year's Day. It can be any day.
Yeah.
This is back to that thing about how I'm like, hey, Happy New Year. And isn't it weird how we just like pick a day and we just are like, yeah, happy this day. But yeah. I had this woman that I was friends with in another role that I had. Doesn't really matter with the context of this, but she used to always tell me, February is the new January.
Okay.
So like if somehow you start January off with a bang and you're like, I'm all about this and that and the other thing, and then you don't quite live into it. February, yeah, at least gives you a new...
It's like the reset.
A new reset. It's like the new year. So for those of you who are listening, and maybe you've already abandoned your resolutions or you haven't yet established your intentions, you still have time because February is the new January.
See, that's why I think that my 12-month resolution is brilliant, because I only have about, like I said, I do everything at like 80%. So I'm going to give January an 80% go. I'm going to declutter this house all by myself 80% of the way, and then I'm going to get sick of it. And then come February, my next resolution is maybe a flossing streak. We'll see. Yeah. I have them all written down. If you're really curious, email me and I'll send you my list, or you can find me on Instagram. But wow, those are a couple of plugs. Weren't
yeah,
there?
You plugged yourself.
I plugged my Instagram. Cool. Yeah. If you have heard noise in the background, you want to tell them why? Because I think your daughter is so brilliant.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear, but I am I'm not at my office and I'm not at my house. I'm at another friend's house where my daughter is hosting a winter acting camp for about 12 kids. And she's just a little entrepreneur making a little bit of money. She got Tuesday was her birthday. So she got a car.
Oh, that's right. But, she got the amazing vehicle that your neighbor sold.
No, that's not what happened. I gave her my car and I traded in the car that we bought for a car that I wanted. So I got a new car and she got my car.
I'll find out more about that. I'm really curious what you got. That's awesome.
So that was, so now she's trying to figure out how to pay for it. So she's running acting camps and she's got about 12 kids down there who are just...
Wait, she's had to pay for it. You didn't give the car to her or pay how to keep
it? Well, she's
got to
pay for her gas and her insurance and all that other stuff. So she's
great.
Figuring out how to become an adult.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I guarantee she's made more money than I have this last year.
This last 2019?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
She had a good year.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Zach, until next time, and please join us January 10th for our
Yeah, right on. And seriously, even if somehow you're too broke or but in pain, like let us know, because we'll hook you up somehow. I think that there is a path forward for folks who are dealing with infidelity, and we'd love to share that with you.
Awesome. Okay. Until next time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Just as a reminder, we have our next clinic that's happening on January 10th at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You receive an exclusive invite to join our live webinar clinic each month by becoming a patron of Marriage Therapy Radio. You can do so by going to marriagetherapyradio.com and clicking on the link that says Patreon. There you can choose to be a patron at the $10 mark or more. Thanks so much for putting your time and your attention into making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.